Moika.
Hey.
Welcome to our podcast, Mastering Finland.
I'm Jean and I'm from California.
I'm Petra and I'm from the Czech Republic.
We're here to chat about our life in Finland.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jean and I am here today with Lorena. Hi, Lorena.
Hi, Jean.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story with us.
Thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure for me.
Yes. So why don't we just start from the very beginning? Where are you from?
I'm from Colombia.
And how did you end up in Finland and when did you first come here?
Well, it's a little bit like a long story. I was a study in US. And then when I was finishing my studies, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to go back to Colombia or maybe I should just, you know, go for another experience. So I started applying for different positions through an organization that the name is ISEC, that maybe I will talk a little bit later about this organization.
Sure.
And then I got the chance to join Nokia in Munich. But as you know, the headquarters of Nokia are here in Finland. So I started for a year in Munich working there, and then I had the opportunity to move to another position, but in Budapest. So after a year living in Munich, I relocate to Budapest, and I was there living for a year. And after that year, my line manager came to me and offered me the opportunity to relocate to Finland. So that was the way how I ended up here living in Finland.
You did some country hopping before coming to Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you work in Nokia, you were saying?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell us a little bit about your work experience in the company and in Finland in general? Are there any practices in the workplace that you think are unique to Finland, which you had never experienced anywhere else?
Yes, I think the working culture in Finland is quite like punctual, equal, and really relaxed. I think it's really flexible when it comes to working hours and also holidays. And one thing that I like it a lot is that there is not a lot of like hierarchy amongst different workers. And I like also that we push, or maybe these like unions push a lot for the workers' rights. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And what would you say is the like manager and or like boss employer relationship? What's the dynamic there?
The dynamic is really flexible. For example, my line manager, she's based in Scotland. And I'm working here in Finland. So I think it's pretty much based in trust. And you don't feel that you have someone definitely pushing you to deliver because mm-hmm. they trust that you are going to work in the time that you have, managing the way that you want to deliver the things. So it's really a very open environment when we definitely believe in that you are going to deliver what you say that you are going to deliver without, you know, having someone that is pushing you and constantly asking you by when you are going to deliver.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That must take away a lot of the like pressure, unnecessary pressure that maybe some workplaces have on their employees.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And what about with colleagues? Do you, you said that you mainly work on remotely. Is that correct? Like online?
Yes, I do have some colleagues that they are based here in Espoo because the headquarters of Nokia in Espoo. But also like other colleagues, they are based in different parts of the world. So also the relationship is, you know, like remotely, but I'm working as a part of a global team. So we kind of like support different markets of Nokia. So the interaction is also mainly remotely. Sometimes I need to travel a lot to just go to those markets. But I definitely like a lot working in Nokia because it seems that the culture is really strong in terms of the values that we have. For example, respect is one of the things that we all the time have there. And respect is not only how you treat your colleagues, also respect in the terms of working hours, your holidays, your space, your time. So maybe if I compare with my country, it's slightly different.
How many vacation days do you get per year?
We have 4 weeks a month.
Okay. Normally. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
And you started, you came here in, was it 2 years ago, you said?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Okay. I arrived on August. Yeah, it's going to be 2 years, on August 2018.
Okay. Yeah. So how has it been, you know, trying to build a community and networking? You know, like I, for instance, you know, came here as a student and kind of like build it up from there. But you came directly here with a job and having to kind of build everything up from scratch. So how did you manage to network and build connections while living in Helsinki?
Yeah, I think in the beginning was a little bit complicated. I need to be honest with you, because when I moved here for the first time, I just basically went to a hotel. I was there in the hotel. I just put my luggage there for 2 weeks, and then I needed to travel to Dubai. So I went to Dubai for 3 months, and after the 3 months, I came back here, and that was already December. So it was like winter, it was super dark, and I was like,
oh,
you know,
goodness.
The first kind of like cultural shock.
So, yeah, yeah.
It was quite tough. And then, you know, trying to look for the new apartment and these types of things. So kind of like my focus was, okay, you know, I need to settle down and try to just organize, you know, where I'm going to live and these types of things. So maybe trying to build the community and the network was maybe like a second priority.
Okay. So yeah, you were kind of had to, yeah, build everything from scratch and find an apartment. How did
exactly.
you, what resources did you use? Just
different websites. There are like a couple of like good websites, and I was just applying and going and visiting departments. And it's, I don't know, I truly believe in kind of like putting positive vibes and good energy to things, because it was quite easy just to find an apartment with the conditions that I wanted in the middle of the city, because I didn't want it to live like so far away. So I just Googled like different websites. I applied to maybe like 4 apartments, went to these kind of like visits, the lookups that normally you kind of organize with the company. And yeah, I just find that like maybe after a month.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was like pretty easy, because also I hear like sometimes that it's sometimes quite complicated because the prices are quite expensive, or the location, or maybe the size.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And so once you got settled, what was kind of your like adapting period like? I mean, you came in some pretty dark times, quite
yeah.
literally speaking, and cold. So what was that initial period like for you?
Yeah, so as I said, in the beginning it was also a little bit kind of like difficult, and also a little bit of like cultural shock, because normally I was expecting, you know, I'm going to start building my community with my colleagues at work. But it doesn't work like that, because I think the colleagues at work here in Finland, when I was going to the office, they are quite, you know, close to, okay, here is my like working space, then my extra hours or my like free time is with my family. So like, okay, maybe here is not, you know, the right space to trying to grow the network. They like Finnish people is likely they will open up, but it's not maybe how it's in Colombia, that immediately if they have like, I don't know, like a party or like something going on, they will invite you. Or even if it's Christmas time and they know that you are alone, for sure, people will invite you. So I was like, okay, maybe here, you know, it's not going to be the place. It's good because I'm working in an international company. So we have many people, foreigners from different parts of the world. So with them, I start kind of like building the community. But then I just decide to just go to different events that are just going on here in Helsinki.
Okay. Yeah. So you kind of had to like take initiative and start making it happen by yourself.
Exactly, yes. As I say, there were like a couple of events here and there, but normally I was expecting, okay, you know, when you finish your working day, maybe people here, they will ask, oh, let's go for a beer or let's go have dinner together. Yeah. And it's not like that. Also, because maybe the office is, you know, like a little bit more in the countryside. So we are not like really in the city center that help us just to go out, and then you are going to find pubs or bars. And also, as I mentioned in the beginning, the working hours are a little bit different because normally people start working at 9 and normally they leave the office at around 4 p.m. So it's quite early to just say, okay, let's go and grab a drink.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see. So then you were saying that you had like sought out some organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So the first one that I started joining the events, and I find it that is pretty good, is this Women's Cafe in English. I just basically found it in Facebook events.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And what is their mission? So it's only for women, foreigners who are women. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. For women, it's not only close to foreigners, it's also open to, you know, like Finnish people. And this is run by this organization, Lucan. So I don't know if you're familiar with Lucan.
Oh, yes. I think actually one of our other guests referenced them also. They help foreigners kind of integrate and find work. Is that the same place?
Yes. So it seems that this organization has like multiple events going on and maybe different purposes, but basically they are like a non-profit association and they help in different social issues, or also they organize cultural activities and also they target different like group ages, like children, young people, and also immigrants.
Okay. Interesting. So this is just open to everyone. It's not just directed towards foreigners.
It is open to everyone. Yeah. And it's good because it's also is in English, and they kind of like pointed out for the reason it's kind of like more for, you know, immigrants, but also...
I was about to say.
Yeah, I like it a lot because the people there are quite open to discuss any type of people, also to support. And yeah. Lucan has this integration. So they provide different like professional advice, and everything is connected. And primarily the type of events that the cafe organize is mm-hmm. kind of like based on the different necessities that the group has. So yeah, they ask, okay, why you guys want to talk next time? So they say, oh, maybe job research or how we can just find jobs easier. So they will find, the organization will find a person that can present the topic. They will invite, and then they also offer coffee, tea, cookies, fruits, and everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really nice. So yeah. This is just run, like sponsored by the government. It's like a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, interesting. And are there any other organizations that you are active in?
Yes. So Lucan, I highly recommend that one. Then I'm also part of the Global Shapers. So Global Shapers is also like an organization that is from the World Economic Forum. And basically we try to organize social projects that they can bring any type of impact to Helsinki primarily. And there you can find is not only from one gender, you know, you can find mm-hmm. like different people with kind of like the purpose to try to organize projects that can help somehow Helsinki in any type of social issue, mental health, environment, culture. It's quite open.
I see. And how often do you meet?
So we have one common meeting once per month.
Okay.
And then depending on the project that you're running, then you have like different meetings with the people that are part of that project.
I see. And can you give us an example of a project that you guys had worked on?
Yes. So actually right now I'm leading a project that is based on kind of like art and culture. So once I was just kind of like walking and I love street art. And I was like, here in Helsinki, you don't have like a lot of street art. You have like a couple of like some mural here and there. But you can see many expressions in these like Helen electrical boxes. So I was starting like a little bit, doing a little bit of research from where, you know, these artists are painting these boxes. So I finally found the contact of Helen and I sent a message to them and they say, yeah, you know, you can paint any box that you want and we give you a budget. So they basically also give you all the materials, all the paints. We pick six electrical boxes, and right now we are painting those boxes with like some positive messages about diversity, about the environment. Wow. I can send you a couple of pictures. It is pretty cool. So it's nice because also you have the community in this organization that they really up for creating these projects that they bring social impact. And even when we were painting, the community was quite happy. It's like, oh, thank you for just transforming this gray, ugly box into something colorful and nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I never even thought of who paints those things because I see them around. But that's really cool that they have initiatives like that. And that it's all like sponsored and paid for by Helen, right? The electric company or energy company?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. Are there any other like Facebook groups perhaps that you would recommend foreigners to join?
I think that is a couple according maybe the interest that you have, because if you definitely want to learn another language, there is like this blah, blah, blah cafe. And I think just people, they go to a bar and there are different tables. And then if you're interested to learn Finnish, Spanish, French, you go to that table and then, you know, you start practicing while also socializing with people.
So like a language cafe.
Yeah. The specific name is Blah 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 Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
That is also these women in tech in Finland. So also women that they are in the tech sector or like, you know, trying to open the network because they are, I don't know, like doing a Nest startup or something related. Mm-hmm. I think that one is pretty cool. And they organize a lot of events, especially like breakfast for like network and socializing with like the tech pretty much sector.
Okay.
There is another one that I'm also part of it that is these Internations. And Internations primarily like a global network for expats. And they organize also different type of events according what you want to do. Because sometimes people will think, oh, it's more only to just go to a party or to a bar. You have also like things about hiking or learning like a different skills like cake and tea. Or experiencing like Finnish culture or like single people, you know. So it's also quite... the offer that you have is really open, and then it's not like, oh, I can't join because it's only for women, or I can't join because it's also for like tech people. So I think that one is also pretty good, and I met like pretty cool people there, and right now they also became friends. So it's, you know, how maybe taking a little bit like being proactive definitely will help you to start, you know, growing your network.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just putting yourself out there, which sometimes can seem scary, but, you know, it's important to build community in a new place. So just reflecting back on, you know, your life here in Finland so far, like what are some things that you appreciate about life in Finland?
Oh, there are many things that I appreciate about Finland. Maybe I'm going to start about like Finland is super safe. It's such a country where you can just walk around without being like really or like feeling that, oh my gosh, someone is going to steal something from me or something, or I'm in danger. It is really safe just to walk around. And it's also safe, for example, when you are traveling, because the roads are pretty safe, the transportation system, it seems that is safe. So yeah. Something that I definitely appreciate, and I say that I don't know if I want to just like give up or just said, oh, I'm going to go to another country, is that how safe you feel here in Finland?
Yeah, and that sense of security is so important.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know, especially for women, I feel like it's a different, you know, sense of security to feel that. And yeah, I completely agree with you. In fact, on multiple occasions, I usually have a backpack and it was open one time and a lady actually stopped me and like told me to like zip it up. Like, so I don't know. I feel like, you know, people here are just, you can definitely trust them more so.
I have actually a similar story. I was traveling in summertime to Colombia for a month. And then when I was coming back, the building manager called me and said, yes, just we noticed that your door has been open for like a long time. I was like, oh my gosh, a long time means that maybe that is like a month ago when I left.
Oh no.
And he was like, are you okay if I just maybe go and check if everything is okay? I was like, yeah, please do it. And I had like money, my laptop, like, you know, like valuable things here. And everything was just there.
Still there.
I was like, yes. I was like, wow. You know, it's like, and it was open for a month. So, like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how safe it is here, it's, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree with the safety aspect of Finland. It's definitely true. Is there anything else that comes to mind about life in Finland that you appreciate? Mm-hmm.
I appreciate a lot the gender equality. I think it's one of the countries where I feel super equal at work, when I'm out, and then maybe, I don't know, in the future, the roles, for example, when you see many just dads kind of like taking the role of like doing the things in terms of like carrying the kid or just like deciding to have like paternity leave and just like split it. Because maybe I'm coming from like a continent when it's still that role of the women. Maybe right now it's slightly different, but it still is like, okay, maybe you stay at home taking care of the kids and the dad is the one that is just going out and working. And it still is a lot of fight in terms of like equality in different things, in the salary, in the positions that you can have, different perceptions that you are not capable but not to do this because you are a woman. So I think here is just like so equal in any context.
Yes. I completely agree. And do you also feel that in the workplace also, is it different working here than working in another country in that regard, the gender equality?
I feel like definitely because I'm coming from like different like two countries. Working in Germany and then working in Budapest, in Hungary, and then here. And I definitely feel that is completely different. Also in the opportunities that you can have to reach a higher position.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I feel that you have many like different opportunities, and also how we speak about diversity, gender equality here in Finland. It is like a topic that is quite, you know, open. And actually, we don't need to speak that much, and we don't need to like push for this because it's already there. It's embedded in the culture.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's one less thing to have to worry about, and we could focus on doing work.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that comes to mind, or?
I think it is the balance of life that you can have here in terms of like, I find it that in Latin America, the focus and your main priority is just work and work and work, and people, they don't stop working because, you know, it is a huge need to just, you know, produce. But here, I think the focus also is like having your time to relax, having your time to spend some time with your family. And I think that balance, when I just come here, it's just like, oh my gosh, I would like to have that. And sometimes made me realize that is sad because still you can see many people working until they reach 80 years old, and they start working at like 4:30 a.m. up to 11 p.m., which here you're never going to have that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They definitely have like a clear time of when it's time to work and time to go home, and it's refreshing to have that those boundaries for that everyone can follow. So you were telling us about the ISEC organization in the beginning.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about how you even started working for Nokia and what was the process?
So maybe a little bit of context. ISEC is a global platform for young people, primarily people that are still in university or just like fresh graduate people. And there in this organization, you can develop leadership skills through like international opportunities or also like volunteer opportunities. Basically, when I was back in Colombia, I was part of the organization just working as a volunteer.
Okay.
But then after I finished kind of like this experience through different taking different leadership positions, I went to an internship to Brazil. So you can apply for different internships that they posted in this platform. And then you can go for like a volunteer project that is more like with social impact purposes, or you can go more for like experience in your field. If I mean, for example, education or a technical profile or business, these type of things. And then ISEC has different agreements or partnerships with big companies. So Nokia is one of the partners, or DHL, Electrolux. There are like quite a big companies working with ISEC, because it's also the people that join ISEC, they are thinking, you know, and how they can develop their leadership skills, how they can go a little bit the extra mile, how they can, you know, bring some impact to the society. So there are like some companies that they definitely value a lot the attitude and the characteristic of these people, and then they start hiring different interns through ISEC. And I know here in Finland, is ISEC in Finland? I'm pretty sure if just you Google it, you are going to find the local office. And then if you are more interested about, you can just, you know, like reach out to the guys and look for more information on how you can start internships going abroad.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely add the link to that in the summary. There's a lot of posts that I see in Facebook groups that I'm part of people who are interested in moving to Finland. So what kind of advice would you give to them to make it a successful move, and maybe in terms of finding a job, what advice would you give to such people?
I think my first advice is that you are the owner of your experience. Mm-hmm. If it's successful or if it's like happy, the story is because you made it happen. I think I'm a very kind of like grateful person, and I try to just think in a very positive way. So I think this country has many, many opportunities, but all the time the opportunities are not going to come to your house and knock the door. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, hi, Lorena, yes, opportunity for you. I know that you are looking to build your network here. I think it's the other way around. The opportunities are out there, and you got to go and just look for those opportunities. So if you keep your mentality quite positive and you try to take advantage of all the different opportunities that this country has to offer, just take advantage of them. And for sure, there is like things that sometimes you just can't get enough, very, very annoyed. Oh, because of the cold, because of the darkness, because this and that. But I just try to reflect if there are many things to complain, you know, because there are people that they don't have anything to eat, or because they are in danger, or because, you know, they are having a bad situation. So I think here we have our life is quite easy. So I think that will be my main advice, because I think this place has like a lot of like good things and opportunities to offer.
Yeah, it's that definitely is the difficult part, is finding them.
Yeah.
Yeah. would you say the networks that you build through the organizations and different events you're part of, that they help make those connections to like jobs and opportunities?
Mm-hmm. They definitely help a lot. As I say, throughout those networks, you can know that, you know, this friend is working in this company and maybe in that company is like one opening position. So you will apply. And I kind of connect also like a couple of friends to another friends that they were looking for some jobs. Okay, you know, here is an opportunity. So trying to build those networks and growing and just being open and sharing what is your current situation, you know, what is your main need, that definitely will help you. I already heard a lot that it's quite difficult to find a job here. And I can't, unfortunately, comment that much because I already came here with a job. So I'm not quite expert, but I'm very positive that throughout all of your connections, you can definitely establish, you know, like a big contacts and then try to find what you are looking for.
Yeah, it certainly can only help. And yeah, I think networking here is key. I also feel like it's a little bit of luck also, mm-hmm. that they have to need someone exactly like you with your skills and experience. So yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. It's definitely on the trickier side to find a job here, yeah. But certainly not impossible. But like you said, building those networks and being proactive and going to events, and I think that, you know, can only help you find those opportunities, like you were saying.
I definitely agree with you. And I think one of the parts that maybe I would put there is everything is about your attitude. If you just keep being positive, because I think that is important here, because then if you don't have the job and then it is winter time and then it's getting dark and then you are new and then you don't have friends, yeah. Everything kind of starts becoming like tough, difficult, and oh my gosh, what am I doing here? So you need to maybe like turn a little bit that button in your mind. At some point it's going to get better, and that only depends on my side.
That's true. I completely agree. The attitude definitely makes a difference. And yeah, just being intentional about how you want to live your life here. Yeah, definitely agree. Well, thank you so much. This was a very information-packed episode with lots of practical information. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing your story and all of these great resources with us today.
Thank you, Jean. It was my pleasure.
All right. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.